The Changing Elder Arrangement. Watchtower has made a number of changes to the elder arrangement throughout their history. Whilst policy changes are acceptable, the way this has been done indicates human direction and not that of God, despite Watchtower claims to the contrary. This section is of interest in that it highlights a technique Watchtower uses to gain acceptance of changing doctrine. Assertions regarding early Christian behaviour are made without evidence, followed by dogmatic claims that Jehovah is behind the changes. The Christian scriptures do not provide any specific process or hierarchical structure for setting up and maintaining congregations. A person is spiritually mature enough to be considered one of the older men, elders, if meeting a simple list of criteria as listed at 1 Timothy chapter 3. The Watchtower Society has made several major changes to the Jehovah's Witness elder arrangement, showing how easily they are able to meld scriptural principles to fit desired outcomes. Russell held to the orthodox view that the congregations select elders by vote. The Yearbook, 1975, page 164, states, "Among God's people from the 1870s down to 1932, men who had been voted into the office of elder congregationally supervised congregational Bible studies and lectures. The elders and deacons were elected congregationally each year by a showing of hands on the part of persons associated with each congregation." In the 1930s, a major change came, with elders to be appointed by the governing body at headquarters. The Watchtower 1971, November 15, page 693 says, "This altered arrangement for the congregations of Jehovah's Witnesses continued on from October of 1932 down to 1938. The justification for this change was an alternate understanding that in apostolic times the Greek word ordained meant to be appointed by the governing body rather than voted in." The Yearbook, 1975, page 164 says, "As to voting," explains Herbert H. Abbott, "then it was thought that at Acts 14:23 the Greek word rendered ordained, King James Version appointed, New World Translation, related to stretching forth the hand and meant to be a voter at these elections of class leaders. We did not then know that it came to be used in the sense of appoint or designate by the apostles or governing body." This reasoning contains hypothetical assertions. It admits that for many decades Watchtower was promoting an incorrect interpretation, or maybe the current interpretation is wrong. On the other hand, the term governing body does not appear in the Bible, and there is no evidence of a governing body. Watchtower takes the concept of a governing body from Acts 15, yet this sole mention of a gathering to decide doctrine included all the elders, not just a small group of leaders. By preventing congregations selecting their own elders, Rutherford created a hierarchical structure, transferring further control to the leadership at head office. In 1971, another significant change came with the introduction of a body of elders. The body was to rotate individual responsibilities annually, with the Watchtower 1971, November 15, page 685 and page 691 noting that the early Christian bodies likely rotated. 4 years later, the 1975 Yearbook praised the success of this new arrangement as God's doing. It said on page 250, "This is God's doing. Doubtless others will agree, since they may have considered the resulting benefits." The Watchtower remarked, "Truly, Jehovah is bringing his congregated people into an august organizational condition in which they will be able to ride out Armageddon in God's new order under divine rulership." However, rotation did not work effectively, and it was done away with in the 1983 Organized to Accomplish Your Ministry, page 41. How can a procedure be God's doing with biblical backing if within a few years it required removal? Watchtower justifies this as refinement. The Watchtower 2014, January 15, page 15 states, "Since the establishment of the kingdom in 1914, the king has refined the way God's servants are organized to do his father's will." Back and forth changes to organizational structure are not refinements from God. They are simply different management decisions, as occur in any corporation. If Jehovah really had directed the arrangement to be in line with the early Christian example, he would have gotten it right the first time around. Bethel Elders. A further concept with no biblical basis was the Bethel Elder Arrangement. The Branch Organization Manual, pages 2.1 to 2.2, states, Bethel Elders are those who qualify to serve in a special capacity in Bethel in addition to their assignment as elders in a congregation. They are appointed by the governing body from recommendations made by the branch committee. On the 1st of March 2006, a letter was read at each branch that, as of August 31st, 2006, the Bethel Elder Arrangement will be dissolved after 36 years. Another arrangement discarded due to its introduction having no scriptural basis in the first place. To change arrangements is perfectly acceptable. However, it is the way Watchtower does this that raises concern. It is false manipulation of followers to promote restructures as Jehovah's direction or Jehovah's doing, under the guise that Jehovah is moving his organization closer to that of the early Christians. These types of statements are common in totalitarian groups and referred to as mystical manipulation. Ongoing changes show men and not Jehovah directed the Watchtower Elder Arrangement, regardless of how Watchtower likes to introduce them. Written 2007, latest update December 2015.